This is Neil Doody for Art Sound FM, and today I'm at M16 Art Space, which after a long period of time has actually got art on the wall again, and I'm here with Jace Huguenay. Hi Jace.
Hey, how are you, Neil? Great to see you here.
Thanks. So later on this afternoon we're expecting a whole bunch of people to turn up, the artists, because of course Jace has promised pizza, so you know they'll be here.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I mean, we are conscious of numbers as well, so
course,
it has been
an
invite-only small opening tonight. Mm. But officially, the show is open to the public from tomorrow, from 12 o'clock.
Yeah, from 12 o'clock on the 24th. So what we have here is Gallery 1 with a whole lot of images on the wall that were inspired by pizza boxes. And I'll get Jace to take me around and show me some of the highlights. I imagine this was influenced by things like the 9x5 show, that sort of thing. It's your version of that?
Yeah. I curated a show many years ago at Anchor called Box, where all the artists were given a small craft box to do work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so this show is a bit of an extension of that. And it is a show of all the studio artists here at M16. Mm. So there was very much an idea of starting out with a shared medium and then creating a work. And so everyone was given a blank pizza box, and then they could do something with it. They could paint on it, they could draw on it, they could deconstruct it, or use it as packaging.
Yeah, as first sight, there are some that are identifiably pizza boxes and some that aren't. Do you want to take us through some of the highlights?
Yeah, definitely. Over here, we've got a mixture of like 3D works and 2D wall works. And this is very interesting. Christina Newman's work here, where she's absolutely pulverised the box and then sort of mixed it with some Canberra, a Canberra red brick and PVA glue.
Christina works in that space often with bricks for her jewellery, doesn't she? So
yes, she
that
does,
makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and so we've got Mark Mohel over here, who's a resident printmaker. Photographic artist here at M16.
And Mark's basically put one of his photo prints on the box.
Yep, that's
all
right.
Over the box by the looks of it.
Yep. And a bit of a different work here from Annika Ramin, inspired by, I think it was her grandmother's colour wheel.
Oh, okay, yep. And that's inside the box, looking a little vaguely like a pizza. It's the most pizza-like thing I've seen so far, actually.
Yeah. The colour wheel, yep. But look, some people have really jumped out of the box, so to say, and done something different.
Like this one up here, which is actually, this looks like it was once upon a time a pizza box, now very different.
Yeah, this is Kate Vassallo's work. So Kate's definitely gone down the line of deconstruction and created like sort of almost a 2 metre by 2 metre installation piece, which is definitely working with the light and form, space and shape.
Yeah, she's exploded a pizza box in a way. It's almost like if you had to peel an orange rind and make it as long as possible, that's what she's done with a pizza box.
Yep, definitely. Yep, so Tony Curran's work over here, like a very thick and folded work, and in Tony's signature style. And I think a lot of the works in the show, what's been quite serendipitous about the show is that you can sort of see people's sort of signature way of working.
You can. And I can see a Sana Kulamai work down here that's definitely hers.
Yes, that's right. Mm. Yeah. So that's really something that's quite enjoyable with this show.
Yeah.
And so over here we've got Al Munro's yellow pleated work from 2020. So very interesting wall work, and spatially and tonally very interesting.
Yeah. And identifiably hers as well.
That's right. Mm. Yeah. James Lieutenant's quite fun piece here.
Almost an un-James Lieutenant type piece, isn't it?
That's right. And this one's titled, If It Isn't Painted in 15 Minutes, It's Free. And the work is actually free as well. So whoever puts their hand up for that will be taking that home.
Brilliant. So James Lieutenant at a very knockdown price. Now down this side, I can see one that stands out immediately is this one in the middle. Starts out being a pizza box, but ends up being more like a musical instrument.
Yeah, this is Hannah Hoyne's work. So she's used stucco, fiberglass tissue, pipe and Joss prayer paper and varnish and created very much like a three-dimensional work, which
Brilliant.
Is fantastic. Mm. And I'm very keen on this work over here too now, this work by Lani Sheehan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And Lani often works with cardboard anyway, so it was the perfect medium for her.
Yes, it's identifiably one of hers, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And this work's titled Moss, Mist, Fog and Headlights. We run a residency here every year where two artists have a 6-month residency with us.
Yep.
And so this is the work over here of Antoinette Carsten. So a very interesting piece. She graduated in sculpture, and you can sort of see that mix. You know, she's working with paint, mixed media. She's created some very interesting, deconstructed forms here.
Yeah, yep. It's gone a long way from being a pizza box.
Definitely, yeah. And Phil Page, Phil with his architectural background.
Oh, yes, because we know Phil because he does quite detailed architectural work often, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. And so Phil's done, this is very much in his signature style. And this work is called I Thought You Said Pizza Box. So he's done a fantastic little artwork, but then also embellished the whole sort of setting for that work as well.
Brilliant.
Yep. And we've got Kerry John's work over here, Pizza by the Sea. Kerry's been sort of down the coast during a lot of this COVID time. So very interesting work here in terms of foreground and background and her, again, it's in her signature style.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like, I think she's really played around with that idea of about vistas and foreground and depth.
Yep, while never moving too far away from the idea of pizza, perhaps, at the beach as well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, so look, it was supposed to be like a fun show, bring everybody together and, to reopen the gallery. And, hopefully that's what we've achieved.
Yes, it looks very much like that. Thanks for talking with us today, Jace.
Yep, lovely to see you. Cheers now.